From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. If you're driving right now, this next interview could impact your future. The La Crosse Area Planning Committee is a regional group established by the governors of Wisconsin and Minnesota. One goal is to help with transportation planning in the La Crosse and La Crescent areas. The LAPC is surveying area residents to get their opinions on future transportation and housing growth. Tom Fiella is LAPC's executive director. Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis asked him about the link between transportation and housing.
They're very intimately related. It's really almost impossible to make transportation decisions without knowing what's going on in the housing area as well as the employment area. Transportation is really there to move people and goods from place to place. So where people are living and where people are working are extremely important to where transportation infrastructure will be developed.
There are a lot of questions about bicycle pedestrian routes, bus routes, better train routes in this survey, non-automobile transportation. Why is that?
Those modes of transportation are very important to many of the citizens of our area. There are many people who either cannot or choose not to drive a car, and providing transportation to those individuals is very important to the La Crosse Area Planning Committee and is really a very important part of our transportation planning.
How would you assess the job we're doing in those areas, the non-automobile areas?
I think we're doing a very good job. I think that we have an outstanding bus system. The Municipal Transit Utility in La Crosse is very good. It's really a shining example to other communities in Wisconsin. And I will say that we have very good cooperation between the municipalities. The La Crosse Transit Utility also serves parts of Onalaska, parts of the town of Campbell, and parts of La Crescent. In addition to that, we have a very good shared ride taxi system. The Onalaska Holman West Salem Transit is a very good system. It serves a large portion of La Crosse County, and it's another example of our communities working together, and it really does a great job.
And as far as bike and pedestrian paths go?
We have a very active advocacy group for bike and pedestrian in the area, and we have a lot of bike trails. We have a lot of new accommodations on the roads based on a lot of work that's been done in the past couple of years. So we have a lot of new bike lanes and what they call sharrows, which are shared accommodations for bikes and cars on the roads. The city of La Crosse is doing a new bike plan, and it's a good plan, and we'll recommend a lot of more new accommodations for people. We've also been very fortunate in this area to have gotten a lot of federal funding through the enhancement program over the past few years, and that's made a lot of improvements for bikes and pedestrians in our area.
And as roads are rebuilt, I know there's been a lot of effort to include some sort of bicycle lane in quite a few of the roads as they're rebuilt. What is the LAPC's role in that if something happens? Do you get involved in that?
We do. The La Crosse Area Planning Committee has the ultimate authority on whether a project will go forward. So the Wisconsin and Minnesota Department of Transportation work closely with the LAPC to make sure that the projects that are developed include accommodations that are acceptable and positive to the policymakers in the area.
A lot of these survey questions, they seem to pit urban interests versus suburban interests versus rural interests, because you have the ability to, you know, rank what's important to you, how you choose to live in the future, how you'd like to see most of the transportation money spent. Is there no way to get around that pitting of different interests in a survey like this?
I would probably not characterize as pitting one against the other. The thing about it is that there are many ways that development will occur, and there are many ways that people would like development to occur, and there's no right way. There's no saying that one, you know, urban development is the right way to go and suburban development is not the right way to go. The thing about it is that all of these options exist, and all of these options have different projects and costs that are associated with them. There may be some types of development which require less infrastructure and thereby cost than other types of development, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they are better or the right way to go. Mm-hmm. What we're doing with this survey is to try to identify what people are thinking about the different ways of development. Now, obviously, the way the town of Onalaska develops and the desires of a suburban town like the town of Onalaska are going to be different from the downtown city of La Crosse area. And the challenge with a survey like this is to figure out what the disparate needs and desires are of a variety of types of people and to accommodate that in our vision so that the vision that we develop for the area can accommodate a lot of different types of development. Not saying that anyone is better than any other, but let's try to figure out what people really want and then try to develop a vision which accommodates all of the different desires and can plan a transportation system to meet those desires.
That sounds like a difficult proposition.
It is very difficult. It's, it's a very... There are real differences in the communities, and we want to, you know, we as the La Crosse Area Planning Committee don't want to tell any particular community how to grow and develop. That's a local decision which is made by the leaders and the citizens of each of those communities. However, what one community does will obviously affect another community, and you know, people need to realize that, and people need to work together, which is the goal of the La Crosse Area Planning Committee, and the goal of our long-range planning is to come up with a way that people can work together to try to come up with a community which, you know, meets the needs of everyone and allows everyone to grow and develop in a manner that they really want.
How have you been able to do that in the past? Can you point to a project that was maybe a conglomeration of interests that were represented and you had to come up with a solution that would make everybody happy?
I would like to talk about one that's ongoing that sure. We're currently working on because you'll see that transportation planning decisions are made all the time and they're made way into the future. So one project that I'm particularly excited about, which involves a number of communities, is the conversion of Highway 16 to four lanes all the way between Onalaska and West Salem. Now, that's a project that involves the village of West Salem. It involves the city of Onalaska and La Crosse in the industrial area there. It also includes parts of the town of Medary and Hamilton. So we have all of these communities that are in one way or another affected by that project. So in order to determine how that project will work and what sort of accommodations are needed, we really need to bring together people from all of those communities. And that's a project that's being developed with the idea that way into the future, there's probably going to be pretty continuous development between Onalaska and West Salem. So how do we plan that particular facility to include bike and pedestrian accommodations? Because it's a lot easier to plan them as a project is being developed. So we have gone out and determined that all of the communities in that area are disposed toward including a bike path on the side of that road. So now we need to talk to those communities about who will maintain that facility, who will pay for it, and some particular difficult connections, such as how to get that connection across the La Crosse River in West Salem and into the path that goes up into the village, and also how to get that underneath I-90 down on Highway 16 as that project connects to other projects in the Onalaska La Crosse area. Mm-hmm. So that's a project that we've had a lot of discussions with at the La Crosse Area Planning Committee, and I think we're coming up with a good solution to put in a facility that can really help everyone.
That's a great example. You've been working on that project, I assume, for a number of years already.
Yes, we have. Yep.
How long from start to finish will it take to plan a project like that?
Well, that project I've probably been involved in for the past 5 years, and it'll probably be another, let's see, it's 2012 now. It'll be another 5 years before that's complete. So that's a 10-year planning and completion project. Another long project like that would be the I-90 Dresbach Bridge project, which I started working on as soon as I got to La Crosse 10 years ago. Planning was already underway for replacing that bridge, and it will be now 10 years of planning, or probably 12 or 13 years of planning, and then it'll be another 3 or 4 years of construction.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. Our guest today is Tom Fiala. He is the Executive Director of the La Crosse Area Planning Committee, and he's here today talking about a survey that's going on in our area, the Cooley Vision 2050 survey. This is not the first time this has been done, I assume?
This is really the first time that I know of that this has been done in a regional context. Now, there have been surveys at the municipal level where different communities have developed a community plan or a planning exercise for a particular area within their community. But as far as a survey that's open to all of the citizens and really is reaching out to the whole area, this is the first time that I know that it's been done. Now, of course, we have the internet available now, so it makes it a lot easier for us to accomplish one of these surveys. And I would certainly encourage everybody to go to CooleyVision2050.com, where this survey is located, and take the survey so that we get the most responses that we can.
What would be a good representative sampling?
If I got 1,000 responses, I'd be happy. In one respect, that seems like a large number. 1,000 responses. In another respect, with over 100,000 people living in the area, it's a very small percentage. You know, the more we get, the better, certainly.
What do you hope to do with this survey, or how will you use it?
We'll use the results of this survey to inform our long-range transportation plan. The La Crosse Area Planning Committee will introduce a new long-range plan in 2015. Which is what we're working on now. It takes a few years to develop that plan. So the long-range plan that we introduce in 2015 will include goals and objectives and policies and ideas for how the area will develop and what sorts of transportation infrastructure will be promoted in the area. So we will use the responses that we get from this survey to inform that plan. For example, if we hear overwhelming support for a light rail between Holman and La Crosse, just as an example, then we would put that idea into the long-range plan and start thinking about how we could accomplish such a thing in terms of generating funding and how that would affect other transportation projects that we have.
And that may be decades out before a project like that would eventually happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. But our long-range plan, and that's the nature of a long-range plan, is to think about what would happen way out in the future. As I mentioned with these other projects, you know, some of these projects take 10 or 15 years to develop. Well, if we knew what sort of community and what sort of development and transportation projects we would want 30 years from now, then we could start thinking about that as we go along. As I mentioned earlier, transportation decisions and long-range transportation decisions are made every day. People don't realize that, but there are engineers and planners that are working every day to develop projects which will really serve our future community. And the more we know about how to develop that community in a way which people want and what the funding implications are of those projects, the better we can develop projects to serve our needs so that we don't end up with a bridge to nowhere or we don't end up with a road that's developed without enough lanes to carry future traffic.
Do we have examples of the bridge to nowhere around here? An area that you might scratch your head and wonder why? For example, somebody builds a house 4 miles out into the country of the Holman School District, and then you have to find a way to get a bus out there, and maybe nobody else lives around there. I just use that
sure.
as an example. But do
sure.
we have any?
And that's a good example, actually. And that's something that we've been talking about for a long time, and it's a regional transit issue. And that is one of the problems that we have as areas develop that are outside the service area of the municipal transit utility. Mm-hmm. So we have, and in the example that you mentioned, we have employment centers that are developing that aren't served by bus. So what happens is low-income people that can't afford a car for one reason or another or are unable to drive, they find it challenging to go and get jobs in areas where there is no bus service. And an example would be the Onalaska Y or the other employment centers that are in Onalaska north of where the bus service is and in the Holman area. Holman is developing a new TIF district north of the village, and I've had a lot of conversations with the leaders of Onalaska and Holman, and both of those communities are very interested in getting more fixed route service to those areas. It's the cost factor that is always the issue. You know, how do you pay for that expanded service? So yeah, and that's sort of the thing that we're trying to get at with the Cooley Vision 2050 is what are the implications of developments in new areas, and how do we accommodate that development, and what sort of impact will that have on the community?
One of the most controversial transportation projects I've ever seen is one that didn't get built, the North-South Corridor, essentially finding a way to link South La Crosse to the interstate area. I assume that's still out there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's still an issue. It's a little bit complicated. I'll try to explain it as well as I can. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is still interested in providing additional capacity in that area. There is still congestion on those main routes, 16, 35, and 53. Mm-hmm. Some people would say it's not as bad as Los Angeles and it is not an issue. Other people would say that it's hurting businesses in the La Crosse area because people don't want to come down into La Crosse. My personal opinion is that we have far too many accidents on Highway 16 and 53 and 35, and that's a concern to me as far as safety goes. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation at this point is trying to develop what's called the north portion of the what was used to be called the North-South Corridor Project, which is to link 12th Avenue with the Holiday Heights area and also to link Highway 53 with Gillette Street, which would provide some relief for all of the cars which are currently on Highway 16, 53, and 35. That project is approved and proposed by La Crosse Area Planning Committee, and the Wisconsin DOT is now working with the City of La Crosse, the City of Onalaska, and the Wisconsin DNR to get that project to move forward. As that project develops, the DOT is also looking at various options for connecting North and South La Crosse. And some of those options could be additional lanes on Highway 16, 53, and 35. There is a study which is funded and is somewhat stalled right now. As the DOT works with the communities to get that northern section going, based on how that project goes, the what's called the Cooley Connection Study will get back on the table and relook at what the options are for the connections between the north and south areas. So that over the next probably in 2013, the DOT will make some decisions on the northern project, that US 53 extended project, and will come back to the public and to the communities about how to look at different options for the north-south travel.
What else has been involved in this planning process beyond just the survey?
In addition to the survey, we have made outreach to all of the communities within the area. We've met with all of the plan commissions for the La Crosse Area Planning Committee communities, and we've let them know what we're doing. We've asked for their input. We've also asked for their help in promoting the project. In addition to that, we have 5 focus groups where we've tried to bring together groups of people that have an interest in some aspect of transportation planning and ask them to meet together and to provide advice to us about how they would see the issues and opportunities for 2050. So there's a transit pedestrian and bicycling group. There's a government agency representative group, a business and education group, a emergency services professional group, a freight professionals group. We've invited representatives of those groups to all come together and provide us with input.
How can they take it, and how much time do they have to complete it? When do you want to wrap things up by?
We would like the survey to be done by October 19th. This will give us the opportunity to analyze the survey in the time frame that we have for this project. We will be having a 2 public meetings on October 11th where we get people together and discuss the project. But by October 19th, and again, people can go to CooleyVision2050.com to take the survey. They can also contact the LAPC office at 785-6141 and request a paper copy of the survey. If they don't have internet access or they don't want to go to the internet, they can come to our office at the county building at 400 4th Street, room 2300, and they can take the survey there if they prefer. We would prefer everybody go to CooleyVision2050.com and take the survey on the internet because that's the easiest way for us to compile it.
Tom Fiella is Executive Director of the La Crosse Area Planning Committee, which is surveying La Crosse County and La Crescent area residents for a plan called Cooley Vision 2050. People have until October 19th to complete the survey. There will also be a pair of public meetings about the plan in mid-October. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Steve Roysom, Mary Mian Strube, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse. Newsmakers is also on Facebook. Updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more. Like us at WPR Newsmakers on Facebook.